Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. I guess my favorite part of this job is giving misinformation.
And when you look back,
at the end
of the career?
When it's all over, they'll say, what did you enjoy most? And I would say giving misinformation, misleading facts, and thinking I had something right when I didn't. Luckily, we have fact checker Rusty. And Rusty always corrects us on these things.
Is that his new sound sounder?
Anytime we have... He comes through for us.
Time for a fact check.
We got a fact check coming.
I wonder if he loves beefarino.
You know what's interesting, though? I'll tell you what's interesting. There's so many different things you can read. For instance, we were just talking about, Biggie and I both saw experts on CBS saying one of the reasons they picked an American pope is because America has money and the Vatican is in need of money. Chris Dim disputes, saying that the Vatican should be have plenty of money.
Well, perhaps, and not to split hairs here, there's a difference between the Vatican
and the Catholic Church
globally.
Maybe that's right. Because I looked it up and it says the Vatican possesses significant assets and artifacts, but it has been reported to be in financial difficulty, struggling with a deficit to the point that Pope Francis cut the pay of some of the cardinals and slashed some spending. So maybe the Vatican is different than Catholicism.
Of course it is. I mean, I've always heard that it's one of the biggest landowners on the planet.
Well, there you have it.
The church.
Well, maybe they should sell off some land and give it to the Vatican.
Your Bucky's wants to buy this. All right. Go ahead. Sell Bucky's some of our land.
So we said also in that previous segment that it's what everybody's talking about today, the movie Big. From 1986, and we had said that FAO Schwartz had closed. Now, Rusty didn't do this himself, but someone else fact-checked that and said, well, actually, I was there a year ago, saw the piano where they did the chopsticks in the movie and everything. So Biggie looked it up. They closed the flagship store 10 years ago and then reopened a different store in Rockefeller Center a few years later.
So the one from Big closed.
Yeah.
But if you still want to say, I went to New York and I went to FAO Schwartz. You can go to Rockefeller Center. That's where it is now.
Doesn't count.
No, and by the way,
doesn't count. Sorry.
They have the big piano, but they don't let you jump on it.
You can't play chopsticks?
No.
It's like saying I saw the Eiffel Tower when I went to Vegas and went to the Paris. It's not the same. It's just not the same.
I'm sitting at the Bellagio looking at
exactly.
Paris.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I've seen the Eiffel Tower many times.
Me too.
In Vegas.
Right. It's not the same. Again, we were wrong, but kind of wrong, you know, and it turns out that they have reopened a different spot.
And, you know, my brother, the youngest, Charles, a very learned man, and he said the convention wisdom about not having an American pope.
Yeah.
And that this is an interesting take. The thought was that the United States was such a dominant military power and political power that they would not want the church run by someone from the same country.
Interesting.
So, too much power.
So does that make the statement that we are militarily now weaker than we were, especially with China's rise? You know, but we're still...
I think we're still number one.
Do you? I was going to say, what's the most powerful country?
I'm not going to fact check that, but we're number one.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's why...
Start the chant.
Let's go.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I was so excited yesterday. So are we still the biggest military power on Earth, or is it China? And are we still the biggest economic power?
I believe China has like the highest, like just ready to go standing man army, right?
And do they have more money? Is China the biggest financial power on Earth? I don't know the answer.
Well, I mean, I think we've got them on like stealth bombers and things.
I think when it comes to military might,
we win.
We win.
Yeah.
How about money? Because they
don't know the answer.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's interesting now that they are yielding on that and making an American, the Pope.
Well, a lot of people thought this Pope was going to be from Asia. There was a cardinal
Filipino
from the Philippines.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the Catholic Church is really pushing hard to get into Asia.
Yeah.
And I guess really had some issues trying to get into China, though, because we know China's not going to just let you in. So, but a lot of people thought, oh, this is a time. But I really believe that this Pope was picked because he was close with Francis. He's got a lot of the same mindset as Francis, but also I think the money thing.
You know, my son, by the way, who's 20 and in college, my wife texted him and said, we've got white smoke. A new pope will be announced momentarily. He wrote back, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Don't be careful. Those are the things brought up in heaven.
Exactly.
But he's not Catholic. It doesn't very matter.
I still think it's a big deal.
He's a holy man.
I'm not Catholic either, but I still think it's a big deal that he's from America. I love it.
Will you do the same thing if when they choose a new Dalai Lama?
No, it won't be.
No, it won't strike,
strike the same way. It just won't. I also think the Pope being chosen and it being an American and nobody had any idea, I don't think the experts ever really know. You know, it's like Francis was a surprise.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't see it, but I've read the headlines. You know, that dude, Steve Bannon?
Yeah.
You know, has some relationship with the Republican Party, doesn't like love everything. He predicted it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he did. He said it.
Said, this is the guy.
But I never heard that at all from
any. Was he one of the top 10? No.
I don't know.
I don't know. There was a nun who apparently predicted it like the day before said, this is who it's going to be. He's perfect for it. That type of thing.
Here's something interesting. One more nugget we heard on the conclave. I heard this last night. They keep the food very bland so they can get a decision quickly. All these guys wanted to go back and eat some decent food.
Smart.
Yep. They
I'd fall for it.
Yep. Me too.
Who's that guy from Chicago?
Get a good meal.
He's in.
Yeah. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Can I get some salt and pepper? No.
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 Get a little hot sauce on this?
No.
No.
And we don't have anything. Give a man some Texas Pete. No.
Yeah.
Well, they won't do it.
What's what are the guard? I forget the Vatican guard.
The Swiss guard,
right? The Swiss guard, yes. It was a big deal that they marched back out yesterday because they were saying that I guess the Swiss guard doesn't really patrol the Vatican when there's no Pope.
Oh, really? So now they're
back
out.
So that's why it was a big deal yesterday when they marched out, because there was a marching band that came out. Here come the Swiss Guard, and everyone's like, oh, well, that's a big deal.
That's a sign. Mm.
That's a sign there's a Pope, because they are now, they are the official protectors of the Pope.
Despite their costumes, many people have emailed and said they're trained killers.
Even though they
don't let them fool you.
Right.
Don't let the fruity costumes fool you. Today. Yeah.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I didn't realize
they don't dress well.
They can take your old piano wire and a knife.
That's right.
I'm sure I'll get a little bit of this wrong, but the history of the Swiss Guard, I believe they started, they were like mercenary killers.
Is that right? Mm.
And whoever was Pope at the time said, I want them. They're the best of the best. And pay them what they want.
Have you seen what they're wearing? I don't care.
I don't care.
Put them in front of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Surround me with them.
I like it.
Them?
You see the uniforms, right? I don't care. We're doing it. This is misinformation as well. I dabble in misinformation. We've heard from that already today. There is a woman who was on the show Glee, Leah Michele. She was one of the leads on the show Glee.
Yeah, I remember her.
She was like the lead, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think so. We learned later, one of her castmates years later tragically died, drowned a few years ago. And it turned out those two didn't get along. In fact, on the set, nobody liked Leah Michele. Remember, they said that she was terrible and hard to work with. That came out. I don't know if it's true or not. But the rumor is she can't read. That she's a grown woman, an actress. She's been to college.
Done movies. Done television.
Can't read.
That's a petty rumor. That is very Chris Kelly.
That's more than a petty rumor. You're calling someone illiterate.
Illiterate.
But, I mean, what a great rumor. Frankly, I know it's petty, but what a great rumor to start because... people would kind of be like, really?
No, she can't read.
Like, if you were on set and you didn't like her, I could see a very Chris Kelly move is to be like, you know she can't read. That's why it takes so long. She flubs her line so much.
Right, she can't read the script.
Told you.
Somebody's got to read it to her.
That's what takes her forever.
So yesterday, she was on a podcast.
Okay.
And the podcast host finally said, address it.
Real talk?
Let's get real.
I'm going to hand you a sheet of paper.
He did.
I want you to read what it says.
You know, she took his cue cards and she read one, but it was like, I don't know. It was just a sentence. And she could have very easily just memorized it. You know, it could have been a setup. But she says the rumor is so ridiculous.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like, it really depends on the day. Like, sometimes I think it's crazy that people care enough about me that they would make up something that someone has so little to do in their life and their day that they would waste it on like me is like hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. And then there are moments where I get so frustrated by it because I'm one of the only women in my whole family to get accepted to college. And so for someone to like minimize that. Like,
right.
It's like so sad.
Yeah.
She's upset by it.
I've not heard her read yet.
I was going to say.
She didn't. She took the cue cards and like was ready to read them and then didn't. You know, she didn't do anything.
I just need you to read it.
She did not.
Sad.
Rumors like this are sad.
The question just was, how does it make you feel? And she's like, some days it's just, who cares? Mm. But some days I'm really sad by it. And when she, I didn't.
You still haven't read it.
She really didn't.
No.
She was like, she took the cue cards and she's like, oh, coming up next, Leah Michelle. And then she handed them back. It's like, well, that's not really real. You know, we know he's going to say something like that.
How old is this young lady? Is she 40 yet? 35?
She's got to be close to at least mid-30s now. I mean, Glee's been off the air 10 years.
Oh. Yeah, she's been married and divorced and sharing custody of a child. So I'd say she's probably early 40s. I was surprised. I saw that nut that drove his car into Jennifer Aniston's gates yesterday. He made his first appearance shirtless, by the way.
How? In court?
Well, did they drag him out of the car shirtless?
It was not video. It was behind a glass wall.
Shirtless.
And he was shirtless. He had blankets up to, but nipple was showing. He had a blanket over his midsection.
But was he ripped? Was he showing off?
No, it's awful. And he was 48. He's 6 years younger than me. And he looks terrible. He looks like he's 80. And he's got this long gray beard. And his hair looks terrible and everything. And they said, the 48-year-old. And I just couldn't believe it.
You know, listen, if I ever go to jail, there's a good chance I'll be shirtless. Because I don't think they make jail unis my size. So there's a good chance when I'm taken into court, they'll be like, "Why is it? Where's the shirt?
We don't have one his size. This guy's wearing a blanket.
We just paint him orange."
Yeah. Paint him orange. Get him out there. I got full nipple on display. I don't care. Get him out there. We need
it. So was this just the arraignment or did he plead?
Arraignment, I think. And he just was.
They just read the charges? Yeah. Does he have an attorney?
He does.
Is he saying I did it or is he pleading not guilty?
He's pleading not guilty for now. But they're saying he could be mentally unstable. And the, you know, what I saw was Entertainment Tonight. We're so concerned about Jennifer Aniston after this man appeared in court and he was all his nipples.
She knows me. She's just playing hard to get.
I can't see through this camera. Is Jen here? I'm almost out of a vino. They won't let me bring a vino behind bars.
I'll be home to you soon, sweetheart. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I get out of here.
We'll straighten this out.
They're pretty upset by this.
You're so silly.
Softest soft copy of the day. Kelly Clarkson rumored to want out of her show. Hoda Kotb rumored to want to take over the slot when Kelly Clarkson leaves her talk show. That's the softest soft copy of the
day. That is pretty soft.
Yeah.
That is,
any backing on any of this or just rumors?
Rumor. Rumor is Kelly Clarkson wants out when her contract ends. Other rumor, Hoda Kotb's on the short list.
She tired of the grind?
Yeah, Kelly's tired of the grind. Hoda thinks it'll be easier than getting up so early to do the Today Show and has the time to give to that. Currently, Hoda only does a podcast and will show up occasionally for big events on NBC.
Okay.
You know, I saw Nora O'Donnell was back in the Vatican. She quit at CBS a month ago. And yet they had her there at the Vatican.
Yeah, I. But she didn't quit all the way, right?
She's still something.
Yeah, so that's why I think for things like that, but she was excited.
She was.
I mean, she was unbelievably excited to be there.
She really got into it.